When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
You got a problem. Because what happened is that you got the owner, Stephen Ross, who wanted Tua. You clearly wanted Justin Herbert. Most of us would believe that was the right decision. But Tua didn't make that call. The owner did.
Right.
And you took it out on Tua.
Right.
All right, based off of what Tua is saying, if what he is saying is correct, and there's really no reason to deny it. And I'm looking at some of Tua's numbers his first season, 13-8 record, 66% completions, average 194 yards passing per game, 89% passer rating, benched twice for Ryan Fitzpatrick when he was inserted into the lineup by Brian Flores. You did have the impression at the time that Brian Flores was being forced to play Tua as opposed to wanting to. And based off of what Tua is saying, combined with what we have seen from Tua since Brian Flores departed, it was almost as if the owner wanted you behind. I didn't want you, so I'd be damned if I'm gonna make life comfortable for you. The only pushback that I get when people wanna lean on what we've seen from Tua since Mike McDaniels arrived. Listen, I respect Mike McDaniels. I think he's a damn good coach, but could we put stuff in proper perspective? Shannon, last time I checked, the cheetah himself, Tyreek Hill, wasn't playing for Brian Flores. That brother was playing for Mike McDaniels.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean, it ain't like Tua had Tyreek Hill available to him when Brian Flores was coaching.
So, Stephen A. Smith weighing in on Tua Tagovailoa, calling out Brian Flores and saying Mike McDaniel is greater. We all have an opinion on what happened with that situation. Before we get into our opinions and we give Brian Flores time to respond, I'm not going to take words out of Tua's mouth. We're going to hear what Tua Tagovailoa said about the relationship with Brian Flores and Mike McDaniel.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you, you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate, you are the best whatever, you are this, you are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad, and you hear it more and more, you start to actually believe that. I don't care who you are. You can be the president of the United States. You have a terrible person that's telling you things that you don't want to hear or that you probably shouldn't be hearing. You're going to start to believe that about yourself.
That's a bet to that.
Okay, well, first of all, strong words from Tua Tagovailoa about Brian Flores. Whew, that's rough.
Say that again?
That's rough right there. Tua Tagovailoa talking about Brian Flores. That's some strong words.
Well, I think the worst thing he said, a terrible person. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
When you call somebody a terrible person, he may be a coach, but calling somebody, not I got to meet you.
He didn't technically say.
He said he was a terrible person.
No, he said if you had a terrible person. That, he didn't say Brian Flores is a terrible person.
You're basically calling him a terrible person.
No, I'm just saying it's been taken somewhat out of context.
Don't tell me if you had. No, you saying he's a terrible person. Okay. That's what you're saying.
Okay.
And that you got to see me now. Because I got kids. I got a family. You may not mess with me. You may not like my coaching style, fine. But calling me a terrible person, you're not with me the other 20 hours in the day. You don't know how I roll. So calling me a terrible person is nasty work.
That is nasty.
That's nasty work. And because he called him that, now I started. I've been backing Tua. But then I come to the realization, everybody involved is at fault. Tua needs to man up a little bit.
This is my thing.
Not even a little bit.
I don't
have
a problem.
Man up a lot. Brian Flores needs to learn how to communicate with his quarterback. Because here's the thing, Cousin. You should have I don't know if you have to have the greatest relationship with your quarterback.
It doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. But I don't think Brady and Belichick had the greatest relationship.
Doesn't seem like they did.
But he respected him. Right? And he listened to him. You got to admit. You have to admit. Now, Tua always admits this. Him and like three, four, five other four players that, you know, didn't like the Flores way. But it's a 53-team, it's a 53-man roster. So if four or five players don't like and don't like what's going on, but there's 40-plus other players that's willing to go with it, am I supposed to lose 40 over three or four? Because here's the other thing. One thing I can always say about Brian Flores' team in the 3 years that he was the Miami Dolphins head coach, come December, January, they were ready to play, and they were a great team.
And you can argue he got the most out of the team every year.
So,
okay,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I think everybody's at fault.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that. And you know me, I'm always trying to look at all the different sides. I'm practicing my cognitive thinking. I'm doing my books and my journals and my studying and looking at it all and trying to understand it all. I understand Tua has the right to tell his story. He has the right to say what he wants. I have no problem with that. At the same token, what good did that do today, Vlad? What good did that do? What's in the past is in the past. That's between you and that man. You go put it out there in the streets like that.
You ready? You know what? You ready?
Yeah.
Because I just got 212.
Right. You're feeling yourself.
I got 169 or 167 guaranteed.
How is that helping anything?
And you also got to understand, Laboratory, as great as he is, he's going to want that type of stuff.
Course. We want that kind of stuff.
Everybody wants that information.
If Tua came to us right now and said, I got something I want to say really bad about Brian Flores, turn the mic on.
But this is something that a lot of people have said, that Tua has publicly, no, not publicly, but in private mentioned the difference between McDaniel and Flores. The Monday Night crew that did the Tennessee game spoke about it. So it's not shocking what you're hearing. But it's also 3 years after the fact. Fine. Somebody asked you a question about the man. Now you feel more confident to really express, to really share how you really felt.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. That is good. But now you got the bag. You got the confidence. You got your head coach who had a go to own it. That's why I said everybody's involved, because they weren't really trying to give him that money this year.
No.
McDaniel had to go up there and say that.
And he had to sit out or sit in practices, too.
So here's the other thing. Those two were tied to the hip.
Yeah. For now, yeah. Listen, I'm telling you this. Does it help anything? I don't think it helps anything. Maybe Tua feels a little bit better. It's more cathartic. At the same time, bad job by Brian Flores at the time. You, as a coach, and right, it's a 53-man roster. You're supposed to maximize everything out of all of your players, especially the guy who's arguably the most important player on the field and the most important player on the team. And you treat him like that?
Ooh, Flores?
Yeah. Bad job by him.
No, he's bad job by him, okay?
Yes.
And, but, yo, man, the F up, B.
I understand. No.
Like you played under Nick Saban.
Right.
You played under that. So to me, what it is, you might have not been. I thought you've been coached hard before, so you can understand it. Now maybe you didn't think it was going to be like that from your college career moving on to the NFL. But like we just spoke about with Mo Kamara and Chop Robinson, this ain't college anymore.
No,
this is the NFL. And my bad. Listen, I ain't gonna lie to you. If I don't like something, I'm not going to be involved with it. Or I'm going to – listen, I left the fantasy league. Why did I leave the fantasy league, Dan?
Because it's got too many people in it.
Exactly. It went from 12 to 14. It was supposed to be a vote, and the vote went, but nobody knew what the results were. And then we get an email, oh, we've added two more teams. I'm going to get myself out of the situation. Why? Because I didn't want to be there. So when we're talking about the Dolphins situation, there was – in that 2020 draft, right? There was like three different opinions from that front, from the people that matter in Miami on the quarterback that they wanted. Some people wanted Jordan Love. Some people wanted Tua. Some people wanted Herbert. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It said that the owners is the one that decided they wanted to pick Tua.
Which we assumed all along.
Right. Okay. Now,
which we're still assuming all along.
Should Brian Flores as a head coach be better in working with the guy that the team selected?
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm not going to fault the man if he said some harsh words or he said some tough words to try to get you motivated.
Right.
Because that's the thing. Sometimes those words motivate the player to the player wanting to be like, you know what, I'm going to prove to you that everything you're saying. And then you know what? They come to find out that's what the coach wanted, and they end up having a great relationship. I think he's just been pampered all his life. I'm sorry when you say that. I think he's just been – it's always been like a cocoon to make sure everything is good for him. And that's what he needs to be. And maybe that's the type of environment he needs to be, where everything's cocoon. Because what do we always say about Tua?
If he taps the ball
more than once, it's over.
Yeah.
Adversity does affect him. If you really think about this, it makes sense. Everything has to be perfect. Why do we talk about why the Dolphins struggle in December, January? Because the weather's not good. Everything literally has to be perfect in order for him to succeed.
He does have problems with adversity, which most of us do. But when you're the quarterback, that's one of the things that you do have to deal with. So, yeah, maybe you're onto something right there. We're about to hear from Brian Flores because we want to hear both sides of everything.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
And we want to give fair time, but he did even admit, he said, as a coach, I'm a corrector. He came from that way. He came from that school where, like, you get on people and it motivates them. Apparently, it didn't motivate Tua very much. But first, let's hear. Now, Vlad, you said, you call me a terrible person, I'm going to come see you. Brian Flores.
You got to see me.
He reacted to being called, maybe not directly, but in some way, a terrible person.
Look, I'm human. So, you know, that hit me in a way that, you know, wasn't positive for me. But at the same time, I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that? You know, how can I be better? And that's really where I'm at from that standpoint. Do I feel like, you know, that's me? No. But, you know, how can I grow from that situation and create a world where that's not, you know, the case that anyone says that about Brian Flores?
See, that, yo, I don't care, fam. You got to see me for that. I agreed with him once he said terrible person, then I started looking at it the other way. You could call me a bad
coach.
Communicator. You could even say I'm a bad coach in certain aspects. But calling me a terrible person when you don't know me like that, we don't go to functions together. You never met my family like that. We haven't had, nah. You have to see me because you publicly said that.
Right.
You publicly said that in a forum that gets to millions and millions of other people. Calling me a terrible person, it might cost him his job, like him getting another job. The head coach job, I think the lawsuit might have.
The lawsuit's got that kind of reeled in.
But, dog, calling me a terrible person, nah. I can't mess with that.
Well, Brian Flores was asked if maybe he reached out to Tua to try to maybe extend the olive branch and make everything cool. He responded to that.
So that's something I've thought about. And, you know, maybe when that time is, you know, arises or is available, I'm certainly open to that. But, you know, I got a lot of other things going on, too, as he does. And, again, I'm just really focused on the guys here and, you know, the work that we're putting in here. And, you know, one thing that, as far as feelings and emotions, I think, you know, something like this takes away from the guys here and the work that they're doing. And, you know, we've had two games and, you know, went to Cleveland. You know, we're talking about something else. And it's important, you know, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm always thinking about our guys and their improvement. And an opportunity for them to get better and for me to kind of shed light on some of the things that they're doing when I get up here and not really be talking about me or situation with me. That's, you know, for me, that's in a team sport. I just, you know, I'd rather be talking about them than myself.
Which is exactly what I said. Like, it's not helping anything to do this. So I'm like Brian Flores. You know what? who cares? It's basically time to turn the page, and that's exactly what Brian Flores said. He said, now it's done, it's over with, let's move on.
You know, I think, you know, that's, I understand the question, I understand the follow-up. I'm at a point now where I'm really trying to move forward. I'm really trying to focus on the guys here. I'm always trying to learn and grow and evolve, really in all areas of my life. You know, this is no different. So, you know, I think at some point you got to turn the page, and I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that now.
Everyone involved is for blame for this. Even management.
Of course management's involved.
You can't be having Buddy, hey, you think you could get Brady to come to the – come on, man. Like, y'all not –
when you ask, situation.
You wanted Deshaun as well. When you're doing that, you're basically saying the guy that I told you that I didn't want, remember? Flores is basically saying the guy that I told you that I didn't really want and wasn't going to, I don't think was going to be a fit with me as the head coach. You tried every possible way to get somebody to replace him or challenge him.
Yeah.
Then you let me go.
No.
The new head.
It was kind of a sticky situation there.
Well, of course, everybody involved is to blame. The other guy that comes in has done everything he can and probably needed to because Tua said, and you could tell, his confidence was shattered. And he's done a tremendous job in bringing the confidence up, and you see a different swag with Tua. I get that. But to bring up something from 3 years ago, I know you were asked and you were being honest and you were being forthright. Cool. But when you said, if a terrible person, it was a lot of analogies you was using. And I'm like, no, that president analogy, the president gets called all sorts of things every day. You think he cares? No. Because you got, you know what? And as an athlete, to me, you got to got big balls, bro. You got to have some brass balls.
You know?
You got to be able to take some criticism from your own coach, from fans, and from the media. And just be able to, whatever. F y'all, I'm not dealing with this. I'm not... You know, I'm going to still go to my grind, do my grind, and get better. Because that's what got me here.
Some of our texters and tweeters and twitchers, Menu, RVA Richie, Cap for Life, bring up a good point. Tua would have had a problem back in the day with the guys like Don Shula, Vince Lombardi.
Oh, my God.
Chuck
Parcells?
Yeah.
Parcells would have killed him.
Yeah.
So, like, yo, I mean, is it the generation softer than cotton?
Different times is all I'm going to say. Just different times.
Okay, then. Like, I'm sorry. And I can understand if Flores or how Belichick treated the GOAT and the GOAT didn't go back down. He didn't, like, get soft. Like, I'm sorry, B. He's been coddled. He's coddled. And he needs to be coddled. But guess what? This is sports. Sports ain't – everything's not always going to be perfect. There's going to be things. There's going to be anything that can happen that you weren't prepared for, that you're going to have to adjust and be prepared for. And the other thing people don't want to admit, say what you want, this is not a one-man team. This is a 53-man team. And all I can say, in those last 3 years, those 3 years that he was head coach, when it got cold, when it was coming towards the end of the season, there was a couple teams nobody wanted to see. And one of those teams was the Miami Dolphins. Which is kind of crazy that the Miami Dolphins, come December, January, when the weather was getting cold, was a team nobody wanted to face, right? They went to New England and beat Brady, cost them the number one seed.
Yeah.
They were, what are they, 10-5 under Brian Flores, December and January?
Yeah, and they've been really not so great.
And they've been what?
Daniel.
They've been, yeah, worse than that. Come on, man. What are we doing here?
I'm saying... What's done for now, unless they meet up in the Super Bowl this year, it's done for now, Brian Flores and Tua Tagovailoa. It's a chapter that I thought was already done, but hey, look, Tua brought it up. We'll see how the rest of it plays out. But yeah, Tua and adversity are two things that sometimes seem like a little questionable. Tua's handling of adversity. Although, you could also argue that he's dealt with injury, he's dealt with concussion, he's dealt with different coaches. And he's come through on the other end of that, too. So, I don't know.
Yo, fam, me and you could have beef.
I would never call someone a terrible person publicly. I'm not saying what Tua did was wrong. I'm saying personally me. That's something that if I think it and I feel it, I'll tell you, my friends. I'll tell you know, my family, but I'm not going to go and blast it out loud.
Nah, when you publicly say I'm a terrible person.
That's, yeah. And I think Brian Flores, to that point.
That's why you said it. I was like, yo. The,
but when they were like, are you reaching out to me? Like, not right now. No, I got other things.
Nah, because he's from Brooklyn. Because
what he's really saying is no. Ain't nothing to talk about.
No, ain't nothing to talk about. He's from Brooklyn. So yeah. If he sees that man, it's up.
I believe it.
It's up. Like, really, you calling me a terrible person? Nah, son. Like, I can't, nah.
I mean, I'm not even, this, and I'll end it on this, Vlad. I'm not even joking. I do think that if by some chance at an event or something, if Brian Flores and Tua are in the same hallway, there's going to have to be people between them.
Like, I need to know if he really texts them, like, you're a terrible person. Like, you know, you're terrible.
Or just told him. Brian Flores didn't back down from it. He didn't say he didn't do it.
He didn't say he didn't do it. But, like, yeah, I can understand, like, all right, you're terrible at quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. You played terrible today?
Oh, you played terrible.
My mom tells me I'm terrible on the radio some days. Okay, I take that. That's fine. But calling someone a terrible person,
yeah,
it's going to get physical if they see each other. I think it would. Two of them might not want to, but Flores wants to.
No, I'm telling you right now. I'm going to tell you who's going to be the bigger man. Flores.
You think?
Yeah.
Because he's a coach?
No. Well, yeah, you can't be. You're not going to be able to swing on anybody if you're still a coach, but.
Flores seems to be. He seems like he'll mix it up. He's the NFL. He's good, coming after people.
He's good.
And ratting people out. He did rat people out though. Man, I'm not happy.
Hey, yo, they were trying to mess with that man. Like, yeah, I don't think people really understand what Brian Flores was going through at the time.
Yeah, I mean, he got backdoored all over the place.
It's nasty. It was. Listen,
so everybody deserves blame.
Everyone's at blame.
Brian Flores, Stephen Ross, Chris Greer.
Tua's being at blame for not being strong enough to handle some of the criticism. Flores is at blame for the way he was communicating with his quarterback. As a coach, as a person, you should see if something's not working out, try something different. The Dolphins are at blame because, heck.
The situation they put themselves in. And the way they handled it.
And the way they handled it and what they were trying to do to handle it. They sort of mishandled it. It was nasty work all around.
As we say in the South, all y'all.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.